what's the likelihood that there are big animals that have gone undetected by scientists and by trained observers?
The Scots have Nessie, monstrously hiding in its Highland loch. Nepal has the abominably unverified Yeti. Even New Jersey has its own devil, roaming the Pine Barrens, hell-bent on scaring the bejesus out of unsuspecting campers. And here, in majestic Iceland, there are the elves.
There are lots of undiscovered things, particularly in the natural world.
This bridge and the surrounding woods are said to harbor a dark entity, a demon that is half goat and half man. The goat man is said to have, quote, glowing empty eyes, end quote, and goat-like horns.
But he says Bigfoot walked right by him.
He had gray hair and a gray beard come down to here. But he had long hair that was yellowish gray.
He says he spotted the creature one night when he was startled by his dogs barking, and he peered out the window, and there it was.
The description was a bipedal wolf-like creature that appeared to be predominantly bare skin, though there was hair on some parts of the body. They described the face as evil, with visible teeth. My son stated that it was every bit as tall as the van he was driving. They continued on their way, praying that they would not break down.
When you hear the first, you must close your eyes. Opening your eyes, only once you break the third.
Like a virus.
Some he takes. Some he drives mad.
Once you see him, you can't unsee him.
It's a monster from an unknown dimension. It's so ancient that it doesn't even know its true home. Okay, it enslaves races of other dimensions by taking over their brains using its highly developed psionic powers.
The Goatman.
Nessie. Yeti. Elves.
What's the likelihood that there are big animals that have gone undetected by scientists and by trained observers?